It's an unlikely battleground in the fighting in Ukraine, the culture war. Just before launching his invasion, Vladimir Putin dismissed Ukraine's idea of sovereignty. He claimed the country was created by Russia and was a part of Russia.
I will start by saying that modern Ukraine was entirely created by Russia, by Bolshevik, communist Russia to be exact. This process began right after the 1917 revolution.
But his comments have fueled an interest in Ukrainian history. Bookstores like this one in central Kyiv are reporting the shelves where they keep the history books are emptying fast.
I'm so inspired because of this. I'm happy because I can see how much our society grows every day. And all these people like little stars in a beautiful sky. I just can see all these interested eyes and happy to help them.
We met Vladimir Vyatrovich at the Golden Gate, the ancient entry point to the city of Kyiv. A historian and politician, he says Putin's claims are nonsense.
Absolutely. Ukraine has a deep history like many other European countries. We take our roots from medieval times. In the 9th century, when the state was created, the center of the state was where we are standing now.
The bookstore is currently collecting Russian books. People turn them in, and at the end of August, they will be sent to be pulped. Any money raised will go to help the war effort. This woman brought in 47 books.
Not only do I not want to read Russian books, I want nothing more to do with Russians. We have great Ukrainian writers and beautiful great Ukrainian literature, but it's all sold out at the moment.
There is an ideological question. On one side, it's sad to let go of these books, but this will also benefit our common victory.
Vladimir Putin insists that Russia and Ukraine are essentially one nation. That is not a view that is popular here. People believe the country is in a war, not just for territory, but for a separate cultural identity. And many people are now finding that as a part of that, there is a history to be rediscovered and celebrated. Alan Fisher, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.